us, God wants to do awesome wonders. And he wants our hearts to be right with him. Because this arrangement was already in place even before the theme for the year came. So I believe God that he has brought you alongside us to help us to get to where he wants us to go. And thank you again for coming. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, and I'm going to read verse 16. It says, to the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other the savor of life unto life, and who is sufficient for these things. Commentators will say that when the parade, when God is leading his army in the parade of triumph, those that are held as victims of war, those that are held captives, they don't enjoy the parade at all. It is those who are on the side of the victory who enjoy the parade. But the truth is that when God is going to have his parade, he will have his parade. Hallelujah. And my prayer is that in the year 2018, when the Lord is making the parade of the year, you and I will be among those who are victors. We will not look at the year 2018 ashamed in the name of Jesus. And so we have some things that God, hello, are you with me? We have some things that God has put in our hearts, and I'm asking that we pay attention so that everyone can pay their due. Amen. We have the calendar. How many of us have the calendar at home? Are we using it? Please use the calendar. It's a prompt. And this was also a miracle, the way it came about. The time it took to produce it. The commitment it took to get it out. This is a bespoke calendar. Amen. All the activities of the year, except one or two that I'm just hearing about, are captured here. Amen? And so all what is here is it takes precedence over every other thing. Amen? What is here will not give way to any other thing. Whatever must come must line up with this. Do we agree with that? As a discipline. Amen? So if you are fixing your party and you let it clash, we have a priority. Amen? Do we understand that as workers? Amen. So the calendar is set. When you are making your choices, please look at it so that there will be minimal or no clash. And where there are clashes, we will arrange priorities. Amen. So we will not be going through the whole calendar, but we will be looking at the main, or what we consider to be new events that we haven't done before, so that as workers we'll have a common understanding. And those that we have done before that we want to reshape or stop. Is it not good to stop some things? Hello? Should we be shy and say, oh, we must do it, we've always done it? Should we? No. There are things that we probably take what you call a sabbatical leave this year because of what other things we are thinking of doing. Amen. So the one that is not on the calendar that God has introduced to us and has just assumed priority is the building. Somebody say the building. It's not as if we didn't think of the building. What we thought was that the money that God has graciously put to us, instead of it staying in current account, we should put it in a more profitable investment. We discussed that at the workers, at the church meeting, didn't we? Those of us. And we attended the meeting the following day with the treasurer and the accountant of the church. We were in London. We met with Charity Bank. We met with our property agent. And everything was on scale. Are you with me? We were just waiting for Charity Bank to give us their terms. But on the day of the same meeting, like I said, we got the news that that building was ready and available for sale. So we contacted our agents as well. And what is the key thing is that the minimum amount they want to sell the building for is $510,000. As at Friday, there were 65 organizations who are interested in buying that building. I'm giving you two names. The first name is Nick Barrell. is the director of Savills, who is in charge of the sale. Pray for Nick Barrel that on Tuesday the 20th, when he receives the bids, God will compel him to favor us. We are standing on Jeremiah 32, verses 8 to 9, that the right of redemption and the right of inheritance belongs to Word Fountain. Amen. The second person is Nigel Appleton. Nigel Appleton is the chairperson of the United Reformed Church Board of Trustees in charge of the sale. I also spoke to him. Pray that God, when they have all the bids, the God of heaven will grant us favor in the name of Jesus. So by the grace of God, over the years, about 8-9 years now that we've been raising funds, the bank account on project was, as at last Friday, 111,000 or thereabout. Give the Lord a clap offering. Not because we have consciously been raising money, but the rent that the Brazilians pay and the gift aid on your offering. For those of you that fill the gift aid form, you have helped us. Last year, from the draft account, £9,400 came into this church from gift aid. Give the Lord a clap offering. And then we have one of us who never stopped at direct debits, £50 every month going to that pocket. And then we have a member of Assemblies of God Church, Brazilian Church, £20 consistently giving. And so that's how we came to 111,000. When the money we need to put down is 196,000, including the cost of purchase and the value that we want to put on the bid. The charity bank, they immediately, because of the meeting we had previously, they knew us. They've seen our account. They've understood that immediately they got the offer. They said, this is a very good building. We will give mortgage up to 65%, which is the maximum they can lend to anybody. So we had a deficit of 100,000 average. And we sent messages out. One family in the church paid in £500 immediately. Another family that supports the church paid in £1,500 immediately. Dr. Kiari, he sent it to 36 churches in his network. One person paid in £100 immediately. Money was being raised. Tonight, as I sat there, I got an email. A friend of the church, a family, said they will give $2,000. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering. One of our youths said, I've seen this thing. I've just resigned from my job, but can I commit to £5,000 within 12 months? One of our youths. The miracle. We now needed to have 196,000 in order to submit our bid on Tuesday. Someone in the Oxford City said, I will loan you £60,000. Another church said, we will loan you £40,000 and give you £5,000 grant. So our desire is to not to have that 40,000 as another loan, so that we want to raise 40,000. Are you with me? So that we can meet that church. Because if they loan us, they will have a security on the property. It means we have 3 loans to service. So can we come together? Already the commitment we have is going to almost 10,000, about 7,006. If we tax ourselves 5,500, 1,000, before the first year, we can clear that 40,000. Is that doable? So please pray into it. God is more, is up to something. Hallelujah. And we know that with God, nothing shall be impossible. And so we thank God for our building committee. They need to work more. Hallelujah. Do you know them? Brother Simon, Sister Tina, Brother Collins. Hallelujah. And we believe, God, that it's a done deal. Because of this, we will submit the bid on Tuesday by the grace of God. We are going to lift our leg off spending. You know that pedal, I need 50 pounds, 100 pounds. We want to do this. We are lifting our leg. If I don't sign, approve the check, it's not going to be paid for now. We need to. And then switching on lights and leaving it for the week, leaving water to run. Everybody, let's tighten our belts. Let's save to buy. Not buy now, pay later. Amen. Let's save now and buy now. Amen. So we are grateful. All this has happened from the 21st of January that we met to now, within 1 month. God has moved things forward. And we are asking you to pray. Two prayer points, Jeremiah 32, 8 to 9, and Mark chapter 11. And tonight during the video, we'll be lifting up our voices and crying to God that, God, we don't want this opportunity to pass us by. Because there are not many buildings in Oxford, not church buildings. Amen? And so, sir, we covet your prayer alongside us. I believe that's about the building. How many people see us in that building? Amen? Hallelujah. And we believe, God, to make all grace to abound to us in Jesus' name. It's amazing that in the midst of all it, of it all, our landlord himself was one of those that called me and said, Pastor Dukwe, when I was in Nigeria, he had been calling. And so I replied this question. I said, why didn't you reply my question? Well, he said, I learned this building is up. What are you doing? Are you not going to get it? I said, what do you want? Why are you not buying it? He said, you need it. I have enough. So God has put it in the hearts of people. Let it continue to the praise and glory of his name. Other churches are interested too, but we believe, God, that God will do that which pleases him, and he will grant us favor in Jesus' name. One of the two new things that we are doing that are coming up on the program this year is the Footballer Sports Service. I'll call Brother Kafui to please tell us what that is about and how it's envisioned. Thank you. Please welcome him.
Hallelujah. I love this church. Sometimes you don't see me around all the time, but we thank God for this church. It's a wonderful church to belong to. Because of our pastor, first and foremost, she has a vision which keeps driving us all the time. And we thank God for her life. And we thank God for each and every one of you for all that you are doing. We bless the name of the Lord. Some of us, we like keeping to the background all the time. So we bless God for the opportunity that he gives us to serve in any way that we can. And one of the things that has been laid on my heart recently, and it was, it's about our children. A lot of us now have boys who are into sports. I think a lot of, I don't know how many boys we have in the church now that are into sports. And if our children love sports, I encourage you to encourage them. Don't stop their enthusiasm, because we never know where they are going to end up. They might be the next Ronaldos, they may not be, but we don't have to limit them. Our responsibilities as parents is to give them all the opportunities that we can possibly give them. And that is all that we can do as parents, to give them that opportunity. And sometimes when they don't put in the effort now, when they grow up, they miss that opportunity. And this is the time that they need to do it. So if they are interested in doing it, whichever sports that they want to do, let's encourage them to do it, because we never know where God is going to place them. And one of the things I keep on telling my own kids is that they may not be, they may not stand on a pulpit to preach the word. as we were learning earlier, we all have our different gifts and talents and abilities. And I keep on telling them that they may not, there are specific gifts that God has deposited in them, and they may not be standing up to preach the word all the time. But the abilities that God has given them, God is capable of using it to reach out to their friends. And that is how, when we look at things, that's what God does for us. And having found ourselves in this environment, we don't control the environment that we are in, but we have to adapt to the environment and make the best use of the environment that we are in. And one of the things I have found is my son is getting more and more into football now, a lot, and we have been traveling around a lot. By God's grace, he was just signed up for the Swindon Town Football Academy. That is the next level. So we are very busy traveling all over the place. I was just telling Pastor that tomorrow he's got a game in the morning, so we'll not be here. And then on Monday, we have to be in Wolverhampton for another game. So we are always on the road. And unfortunately, their games are on Sundays. Their games are on Sundays. And the challenge you face as a parent and as a Christian is you're not in church all the time. So what do you do? And it's a genuine challenge that we face. And you want to impart, because the more you are out there, we are not in church all the time. So you miss the church environment, the regular service, and all those kind of stuff. So the challenge is, how do we still keep that fire burning in our kids? Because we can only pass on the word to them while they are young. And also encourage them that, look, you have, serving God doesn't mean that you neglect the abilities that you have. You need to develop that ability. By developing that ability, you need to be out there. You can't stay in your room and expect to be the next Messi or Ronaldo and everything. You have to be out there. You have to be playing the game. You have to be training every day. You have to be in the rain, the sun, every time. So we're thinking about this, and then it just dawned on me, and I discussed with my wife, and then we went to discuss with Pastor that, how about we creating, because they are not around all the time, and it's not only my son, my friends, kids. The more they go, the more involving it gets. So we want to create something like a service for them so that they can meet with each other, because they don't even see each other very well. And sometimes the friendships that they form while they are young, particularly in church, counts a lot when they grow up. Because when I realized they are in that football environment, one of the things that my son keeps on talking about all the time is, even when we are not playing, is, can we go to church in Cowley? Can we go to church in Cowley? Can we go to church in Cowley? Why? Because he wants to meet with his friends. That is one thing anyway. Because he wants to meet with his friends. So we want to create a service. It may start as an informal thing. Create a service for them. Not only those that are doing football, but any of our sports-loving kids. We'll start, and as everything that has been started from this church, it starts small, and then keeps on growing, and then keeps on growing. God takes it wherever God wants to take it. So we want to create a kind of a service for them, so that we bring them together on a Saturday evening, since that is the only time that we can get them around. So Saturday evening is not going to be a long service to start with, because if it's long, they lose interest in it. So we want it to be something short and something exciting for them. And one of the vision that we are having is, we want to invite Christian sportsmen and women, people that they can identify with, people that have gone ahead of them, people that, because the challenge in the environment we are in now is, it looks as if you are pursuing your sports, you can't be a Christian. That is the kind of challenge that they face. It's because that is the environment we live in. But we want to encourage them that you can be a good Christian, you can serve God, you can be faithful to God, but you can also be good in the area, in the gifting that God has given you. playing a football or tennis or whatever is a gift. Nobody can do it, but I can kick a football. Sometimes I see him hit the ball and then he goes straight to where he goes into. It's a gift. So whilst we keep on developing that, we want to keep on encouraging them to know that one scripture I keep on telling him, he said the horse is prepared for battle, but victory comes from God. And that is a prayer that I pray over him every time we are in the car. Every time when we are leaving the house, we pray that prayer. I say, God, my son has trained, the horse is prepared for battle, but victory comes from you. Give him victory on the field. When he's playing there and I'm behind the field, I say, God, grant him favor. Lord, grant him favor. You know, so we keep on praying. Every time we enter into the car, you drive 2 hours, 3 hours to go and play an 80-minute match. I say, God, grant him victory. Grant him victory. So we are telling him that you can do it, but you can't do it in your own strength. You need the favor of God. So that is why we are trying to set up this new service and bring in other Christian believers to come and speak to them so that whilst they keep on growing, the seed will be planted into them. That wherever they go, we may not be there all the time, but we give them that opportunity to know that I can believe in God and at the same time, I can do my sports. They are not separate things. They are the same thing. It's the same God who gives you that ability. It's the same God that is able to take you to where you want to go. So we are trying to create that service, and hopefully the first one will be in March. And we've contacted there is a group which is the Christian sports people, and they have a lot of some Olympians who are Christians as well, British people, some premier. Yes, I've forgotten about that one. I've forgotten about him. Some other Olympians, some Premier League footballers who are also Christians. Okay. So we are trying to reach out and see which ones we can invite over to come and speak to them and encourage them. Because there are going to be good times and there are going to be frustrating times. During those frustrating times, what are you going to do? When he comes home, because when he comes at this stage, he's not even 13 years, and then he gets home, they get into this bubble, as sports people know. You are training all the time. That adrenaline, that excitement, you are always on the move, always on the move. The times that you don't have anything to do, it's also a whole discipline, a whole ball game on its own. What do you do with your downtime? So we want to do this and bring them in. So it's coming in March. So please keep on praying for us, and hopefully it'll be done by God's grace. Amen. Thank you very much.
Praise the Lord. Do we see the vision? It's also an opportunity to reach out. There are many children that we know, friends of our own children who are playing football, that we can tell. So we need the publicity. When can we expect the publicity material to come, Brother Kafui? When can we expect the publicity so that we can extend it to others? Yes. End of February, because we have about 5 weeks to the first event. And because it's new, we need to... Yes. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Praise God. So we want to also find out an update on Praise Night. Praise Night is on the calendar. We have not had it for quite some time. Do we have an update? Do we have a plan? Is it happening?
Amen. It's Praise Night is on the 21st of April, and we haven't had it like in 3 years now. So we will be inviting guest ministers and all the churches. So we just wanted to pray along with us, and it's going to be a success in Jesus' name.
So April 21st, if a Saturday. Let's pray along and let's trust the Lord for impact. Amen. And then the April vigil is supposed to be on the 27th. But we have the privilege and honor of going to be with the Akinpelus. That's also the day that the dad of our minister will be celebrated. His life will be celebrated in Nigeria. And so instead of a vigil, we will be standing with the family. If whatever they want to do, we will walk with them and we'll give the details to all of us. So the 27th of April, we will not have a vigil, but we are committed to standing with Minister Wale Staduni and their family. Is that a good thing to do? Yes. Amen. Well, this year we have put on the calendar boldly water baptism. For Cowley and North Oxford, I've not received any expression of interest, but we have Swindon working actively. So we will be helping Swindon, and we thank God for those souls. For the Global School of Ministry, we have one name. We will be working with that one person. If the Lord lays it in your hearts to train for discipline, for ministry, please let us know so that we can consolidate our plan. We have learned today that training is one of the things that we need to do. We are moving fast. We have agreed that our law feast for this year will be planned by the assemblies. Amen. You know, I've just been thinking about the catering that's been going on there. You don't know how much this is a fulfillment of a dream for me. That we are having an event and we are cooking, we are enjoying the food, and we have the three assemblies working together. We have North Oxford, we have Swindon, we have Cowley, working and producing food. That gladdens my heart. And speaking about that, I want to appreciate the Otis family. Hallelujah. Amen. When we were talking about this event and we're looking at how much to spend, they said to us that they want to feed everyone. So whatever we have been feeding on that you have been enjoying, the church did not pay a penny. Both the drinks and the food. Whatever you have eaten, fruits, water, isn't that awesome? Is that not an awesome wonder? They said, we want to feed the church. God bless you. God enrich your pocket. And I believe God, there will come a time when a family will say, we are paying for the venue. A family will say, let us know about transport. We are handling that. It is part of what God has in store. When our hearts are right, generosity cannot be a stranger. And we say thank you again for the investment you are making in this ministry. Hallelujah service will take place as we had it last year, and they will give us the details nearer the time. Our 16th anniversary to the glory of God this year will just be a one-day event. It will be on Sunday, the 5th. We will thank God together. Amen? So we're not doing Friday and Saturday. We will do Sunday. Hallelujah. Prayer in the park. We have listened to the comments about the date. I think 2-3 years running now. We've had to run back to the church. And so we have first Sunday of July dedicated to Cowley Carnival. How many people agree that Cowley Carnival is a good idea? Amen? That we should be present there sharing the word of God to those who have come for social life. And so we need to find out what date. I don't have any dates now. Should we do it on the Saturday of the anniversary or leave it on a Sunday? And find a Sunday that we consider and trust God that the weather will be good. Should we move it this year from the last Sunday of July, Brother Simon? Okay. Okay. Who has an idea? Who has the revelation of what the rain will be like in 2018? Okay. 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 Just the website. Thank you. So we will come back to Ross. Hallelujah. Amen. Outreach for the year. We have, the Lord has moved us into a missional mode, and everyone needs to bear the burden. So not Oxford, Swindon, Cowley, what we are doing. We've asked Minister Wiley and Sister Tully to put our names against the dates. So it's not just a few people going out every time. We need to encourage one another, and we also need to be about our Father's business. God's business must be our business. So where is the Minister Wiley? Have you got a plan? Because we need to know when we have been slotted in so that all of us can make arrangements. Please don't give excuses. Please make yourself available. The Lord will help us. There is a man that Swindon, God is using. Brother Day, you reminded us that we met him at the very first thing. At the Christmas outreach, we met him again, and he's been coming to church consistently. And so we trust God for more of him and more of her in Jesus' name. I believe that, I know you probably have one or two questions. There are two events we are thinking of resting this year. The first one is couples dinner. We feel that we should rest this year. Let me appreciate the people who have been in RMF for 6-7 years. Amen. They have indicated that they want to rest as well. And so we will be revamping RMF, relationship, marriage, and family. And so this year we're going to, and because we are going to be doing a lot of things, I do not want us to just do it for doing sake. Amen? So we will be resting a couples dinner 2018, but we'll have a family month in May by God's grace. And we'll appreciate the RMF team. Finance seminars as well, we want to rest it. Amen? We have done so many things. The team as well, let's appreciate them. Let's appreciate them for the things they've allowed God to do with and through them. So those two events, even though they're on the calendar, we want to rest them this year. And so we will review what has happened. I believe it's good to retreat in order to advance. Amen? Otherwise, we just get into the cycle of we've always done it, let's do it, let's make it happen. And that's not the way of the Lord. Amen? And so those are the key things for the year 2018 to the glory of God. Is there any question in the heart that we need to answer? Any question? Yes, please. Anniversary, yes, I said it's going to be one day. Yes, just the Sunday. I think I mentioned that. Yes, okay. Amen. Any other question? Yes, Brother Godwin. Oh, okay. The beach is under RMF, and we're going to just let RMF rest this year by the grace of God. But we do value the fact that people want to go, but we won't be able to put that on our plates now. Amen? Any other question? Any other question? Also, this year, I'll be spending time with the junior church, the youth, and we're looking at life issues with them. Amen? Maybe every other month, just go up there and talk to them about life issues. There are some things they are being taught in school that we need to give them the biblical understanding of what we believe and what we encourage and what we practice. So there will be opportunity there as well to help our children. We would love to encourage parents that when you give, when you have your children, but thank God that the naming is regularly the 8th day, amen. But dedication, we would love to do it the very first day the child comes to church. It doesn't have to be something that you wait till there is beaucoup money in the. I know that it's also an opportunity for families to come together, you know. But I believe that the day the child comes to church, that child should be dedicated. Let's work on that. Amen. Even if it is 6 weeks after, I know this country, mothers don't stay at home for 6 weeks. Amen. Even if it's 6 weeks, let's get our children dedicated and the Lord will help us. But I want to appreciate the last dedication we did. They were in church even before me. They were not late at all. Let's appreciate the Okakus. Amen. It was so good, so, so good. The baby was in church. Mother, grandmother, father, they were in church. It was so beautiful, so beautiful. And we appreciate God for all the dedications, the namings, the marriages that God has enabled us to do. Tomorrow will be Star Wanu's naming in London. And we thank God that is also an addition. And we trust God for more children in the year 2018. Let's rise up to our feet.
Please, can you pray?